Alliance City Council has approved an 18-month moratorium on new data centers. The measure passed Monday allows the cities to study their impact on infrastructure, utilities, and future planning. Council previously approved a zoning change that limits data centers to heavy industrial areas. In other business, lawmakers agreed to spend up to $53,000 for a new pickup truck for the street department. They also approved grant applications for resurfacing East Main Street from Route 183 to South Liberty Avenue and resurfacing of Klinger Avenue from Beeson Street to Route 619 and Linwood Drive from Ridgewood Avenue to Route 183. A Louisville man has been arrested after police say he set an American flag on fire. 44-year-old Paul Bean is accused of damaging a flag belonging to the Louisville Rotary Club during an incident that happened at his Monter Avenue home early Sunday. Police say surveillance video showed Bean lighting the flag on fire. He faces charges including arson, criminal damaging, and desecration of the flag. Louisville City Council approved a contract for the construction of a new city hall building Monday. WDPN's David Shore reports.
Horn and King Architects were selected to design a new city hall following extensive evaluations of renovating the current 60-year-old building. A presentation by Horn and King in March resulted in Council's unanimous agreement to proceed with new construction. An $8,902 decrease in the cost of the new fire station was approved, bringing the total construction cost to $7,130,000. Deterioration of the current approximately 25-year-old dome building caused council to approve a $99,461 contract with Miller Builders of Orville to construct a new 60 by 100-foot facility to store road salt.
Massillon City Council is delaying a final vote on new data center zoning rules to allow more time for review. Members approved amendments Monday that would limit data centers to heavy industrial areas, require 400-foot setbacks from residential districts, and require proof of available utility capacity. The Independent reports the changes send the proposal back to first reading. Council will continue discussions during a work session next week. A former Garrettsville man will spend the rest of his life behind bars with no chance of parole after being sentenced for the 2020 rapes of two young girls. Portage County Common Pleas Judge Becky Doherty sentenced 38-year-old Edward Weimer to six consecutive life terms Monday. A jury found him guilty of rape and gross sexual imposition in April. Weimer is already serving life without parole for a 2021 child rape conviction in Trumbull County. His former girlfriend, 26-year-old Mariah Brash of Youngstown, is scheduled to stand trial August 18th. She faces complicity charges. Frederick Harreth will return to court August 28th on felony charges of menacing by stalking and attempted intimidation. The 66-year-old is already serving at least 39 years in prison for the June 2025 attack in which he beat a Fairfield Township woman with a baseball bat, tried to strangle her, and set her home on fire. Columbiana County prosecutors say he later sent letters to the victim from jail. His jury trial in the new case has been canceled. The National Weather Service has confirmed an EF1 tornado touched down in Canfield Township during Sunday's severe weather. The tornado had estimated winds of 95 miles per hour and was on the ground for about 1 minute, damaging trees and a home along its path. The Weather Service also found a powerful macro burst with winds up to 90 miles per hour that stretched more than 10 miles across Mahoning County. The storm caused widespread tree and power line damage in Austintown, Canfield, Boardman, and Poland. No injuries or deaths were reported. Meanwhile, Governor Mike DeWine has declared a state of emergency in Mahoning County after the severe storms. He says the declaration will help speed up state assistance for cleanup, with Ohio agencies providing equipment, supplies, and personnel as needed. DeWine surveyed damage in Boardman and Canfield Townships Monday. The Teamsters Union is suing Schwebel Baking Company over plans to shut down its operations. 10 Teamster locals filed a lawsuit in federal court in Youngstown, claiming the company is not honoring contract requirements for benefits, retirement contributions, vacation pay, and severance. Schwebel's plans to lay off 673 workers, including 370 at the Youngstown plant. A man is facing a felony charge after Boardman police say he led officers on a chase early Saturday. Police allege 20-year-old Malcolm North took off on South Avenue after an officer tried to stop him from driving with a suspended license. Reports say North ran red lights and reached speeds near 95 miles per hour before police ended the pursuit. North was later arrested and charged with failure to comply. He's being held on a $7,500 bond. Newton Falls Village Council has hired Gary Van Brocklin as law director and Kathy King as temporary clerk as new village manager Jeremy Schaefer takes over. The Tribune Chronicle reports some residents questioned their salaries, but council members said the pay is justified by their responsibilities and the need to support the village's leadership transition. A Warren man is accused of stabbing another man in the neck during an argument. Police say 23-year-old Logan Brown was arrested after the Saturday night incident on Parkman Road Northwest. Officers found a blood-covered pocket knife when they took him into custody. The victim was treated for a a large neck cut and taken to the hospital. Brown was arraigned today in municipal court. He's charged with felonious assault. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.